So yeah, the message I've got for you this morning, I believe, is about the love and compassion of Jesus. And I hope that this would be a message that encourages us, but also challenges us at the same time. What I've sensed is that there's so many people, obviously church is made up of lots of different people, but we're all at different stages in our walk. There's young people, there's people in their teens and early adulthood and people in the, I don't know what these generations are called, adults, middle-aged adults, elderly. But we're all on different stages, but we're all one family. But also with all the differences that there are within our church, it can easily feel like we're separated from one another and that we're misunderstood and we can't open up or be ourselves in front of other people because we think that they don't understand what I'm going through, regardless of how I explain it, regardless of how I try and tell people that, oh, this is what I'm going through, they won't understand. They can't see my past as to what I've been through and to why I'm like this. And it's true, as humans, we can't see everything that people have been through, and we can't always connect the same way with others unless we've been through the similar sort of experience and can sort of encourage one another. But Jesus is someone who knows exactly what we've been through. Jesus sees our past. He sees everything, the hurts and the victories that we've gone through our lives, the things that we're going through in our lives at the moment. Like, I shared with her testimony, there were so many things happening and sort of feel like families on the other side of the world. And it's not easy for people, but Jesus understands. And that's one thing I want hope to encourage you, that through the Bible verses that I've gone through, I've got a whole heap of Bible verses. It's kind of like you're going to be surprised how much Bible verses I've got. I don't know if we've got time to go through half of them this morning, but I just chose a lot of Bible verses because I would hope that it would reveal, when Jesus was on earth, his how he was with people. I mean, it's so easy to talk about how Jesus came and died on the cross and did this, but he was amongst the people and he had so much love and compassion to each individual that he met. And I hope that these Bible verses that we go through would reveal that. But back to being in the church, a church is a safe place that we can grow up in. We're all very different, but Jesus is the head of the church and he understands every single one of us individually. So I can't think of a better place to be living in a world that's chaotic and constantly changing than to have a church where you can come and call home. And like Amina also said about coming to church, and she felt this is her church, this is her home. And I hope that we would all, because we're all part of it, it's all our family, what we bring to the church creates that atmosphere of what our church is like. And we've all got a part to play in that. It's not just the elders and the pastor that create that, okay, our church is going to be like this. Every single person who comes here is an important part of the church, and I just want to encourage you that you bring something that makes this place unique, but also we always recognize and remember that Jesus is the head of the church. And when he's the head, it is a safe place to be. So yeah, basically Jesus sees exactly what we're going through, and we never need to feel like we're alone or in a place where nobody understands. People might not understand, but Jesus understands. The first Bible verse, and you're doing a good job, Jenna. Jenna was thrown into the deep end for about 3 minutes before the service started that, can you do the overheads? And so far she's on top of everything. Well done. So Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. Therefore he had to be made, this is talking about Jesus, like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make propitiation for the sins of the people. That word means to satisfy the sins of the people. Verse 18, for because he himself has suffered when he tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. So Jesus, when he became flesh, He was able to become a sacrifice for our sins. But on top of that, went through a lot of the things that we would have gone through. The Bible doesn't speak too much about what Jesus was going through emotionally growing up with before he got baptized. There were certain clips of how he was teaching in the synagogue at 12 years old and things like that, and how he had to go into exile into Egypt as a baby. So it wasn't an easy life for him. But he would have gone through, and I was thinking about it yesterday, like, we don't know what he would have gone through as a teenager, the culture he had, that he was born before his parents were married. Did that carry some sort of a stigma? We don't know, possibly. But he would have been tempted, he would have suffered. But because he went through all that, he understands. He's able to understand. And once we recognize that Jesus understands the temptations we go through, Jesus understands the pain that we sometimes go through, it makes it so much easier that we can share those things with him in prayer. We can bring these things to him and not be thinking Jesus is going to think that I'm a bad person because I'm feeling these things or going through these things. He's an understanding Father who sees exactly and understands what we go through. He loves and cares for us all, and his examples of compassion and love can be found throughout the Gospels. An example of Jesus showing compassion on the sick and people being possessed was from Matthew chapter 8. I think it's the next slide, if I'm correct. I realised I put two slides. Oh no, I think the next one's actually John 3:16. There we go. This is a very well-known Bible verse, but I think it's important to show the love of Jesus and God the Father, that why he sent his Son, that none of us would perish. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. So this was the whole idea, that God loved the world. God loved creation, that he thought, I want to make peace with the people, and he sent Jesus to do that. And through Jesus we can have peace with God. And once we start recognizing that love, that God, who could have just said, let's start again, but he decided that no, he would rather break his own heart by sending his Son to die for us. And opening that door for each and every one of us to have a relationship with him shows that love. So that love and compassion that is there from the Father. The next slide. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 14. And when Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she rose and began to serve him. That evening they brought him many who were oppressed by demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all those who were sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our illnesses and bore our diseases. So Jesus cared. Peter's mother-in-law was sick. I'm not sure if Peter would have been so enthusiastic about being healed, but obviously, as soon as he touched her hand, she rose and began to serve him. When that happened, that they started bringing more and more people who were oppressed by demons, and he cast out the spirits with the word and healed all who were sick. So this is revealing about Jesus, everyone he encountered, he wanted to help. He had compassion on everyone. He saw that people were going through difficult times, different issues in life, but he wanted to bring them to a point of peace in everything. And that was just to fulfill Isaiah said, that he took our illnesses and bore our diseases. And I believe that the same Jesus works the same way today. So we have illnesses, we have people who are tormented by demons and spirits, that we can be set free through Jesus. And we want to make that opportunity to pray for you this morning as well. The next slide, I think it was. just going through these Bible verses quite quickly so I can get that idea to you that Jesus, everything that he did was all about love and compassion. Matthew chapter 14, verse 13. Now when Jesus heard this, so this has happened just after he heard John the Baptist had been killed. John the Baptist's disciples had collected his body and buried him, and they came and told Jesus. So when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. So was this Jesus being sort of introvert, wanted to have time by himself and pray, whatever the reason was? But for me, that was a sort of a encouragement, because being an introvert myself, I really like having my own time and going into those quiet places. I thought, oh, Jesus was the same. But when the crowds heard, well, this hasn't happened yet, to me at least anyway, they followed him on foot from all the towns. But when he went ashore, he saw a great crowd and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. So Jesus, he saw the people who they were came. They were desperate. They even came to this desolate place where there was nothing, but they just wanted to be close to Jesus. And he saw them and he had compassion on them and he healed their sick. So this is the sort of Jesus that we're talking about. This is the sort of Jesus that we have a relationship with as believers. Regardless of the things that we're going through, he has compassion on us. He wants to heal us. Are we willing to receive that? The desperation for them to go to that desolate place. Are we desperate, that desperate for Jesus that we follow him to places which might not always be easy for us to go to, desolate places that we go to? We'll go to the next one, which is probably the same, and then we'll go to the next one again, because I doubled up. There we go. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. So here we see that Jesus has, he cares if we're overwhelmed or overburdened. He doesn't want us to be stressed. He doesn't want us to be burnt out. So he says this in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Here we see that Jesus is revealing a bit about himself, that I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Jesus was very gentle when he came to dealing with people. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, he might have spoken a bit differently about or to, but to the common people, he was all about setting them free, healing them, and being gentle. And he wanted people not to be overwhelmed with the work. And I think a lot of people in the world that we're living in, the culture that we're living in now, it's so easy to get overburdened and overwhelmed with work, with the speed that everything has to happen. And that's why it's so important as a church family to come here on Sundays and just to put our feet up and say, make time for you, Jesus, and leave our burdens with him. So that's important, that Jesus has that compassion and care for us as well, that we wouldn't be overburdened. Jesus sees also what matters most to people, what matters most to us. And like we heard in the testimony, Aminath needed her husband to come to Australia, and God opened the way for that to happen, and now the children as well. But if we go to the next scripture, we'll also see that this Jesus saw the need or the desire what this mother had. So in Luke chapter 7, verses 11, it says, soon afterward he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a great crowd went with him. And he drew near to the gate of the town, and behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a considerable crowd from the town was with her. So here we can see a woman, a mother, who was already a widow but now had lost her only son, would have been in distress, a lot of pain. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and he said to her, do not weep. Then he came up and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still, and he said, young man, I say to you, arise. And the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. So here we have another example of how Jesus was just going to a town, and on the way he saw the hurt of a mother who had just lost her only son, but was already a widow. So what did she have left? Probably not much. And the crowd was there to console her, but Jesus saw what she needed. She needed to have her son back, and Jesus provided that. So this is all about Jesus revealing his heart, that he cares. He deeply cares. And that's what one thing I want to really encourage every one of us this morning, that Jesus does care. The pain that you're going through, the things that you're dealing with in your life, that maybe you can't share with other people because you don't know how they're going to respond or how they're going to possibly misunderstand you and say, well, I've been through that. Don't worry about it. You'll be right. But there's a deep concern that Jesus has for what you're going through. Regardless of how small someone else might think it is, for you it might be a big thing. It might be a big, big stumbling block. It might be a big thing that you just need to know that Jesus cares. And I believe that's one thing that he's really wanting to speak to us this morning. Also, Jesus cares that people don't go hungry. There's many examples in the Bible about Jesus doing miracles where people could eat. Do we have that on the next? We do. So we'll go through this one as well. In those days when again a great crowd had gathered and they had nothing to eat, he called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now 3 days and have had nothing to eat. So these people would be pretty hungry and maybe angry. I know that I would get angry after 3 hours. but after 3 days, so he had compassion. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come from far away. So Jesus not only saw the hunger then, but then he said, if we just send them away now, they're going to be fainting. He cared. He cared for the things that they were going through in their flesh, the hunger. And he said, and his disciples answered, how can one feed these people with bread here in the desolate place? And he said to them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, 7. I haven't got it all up there, otherwise the text would have gone too small. But we know the story. You can continue reading it at home if you like. Jesus had the 7 loaves, and then there was a few fish as well. And he got the people to sit down in the crowds, and then they were all fed. Jesus blessed the food and shared it out. He got the disciples to share it out. And they had 7 baskets full left over after that. And it says that everybody ate until they were satisfied. So everybody got to eat as much as they needed. And there was, I think, 4,000 men in this story. There's another one where he fed 5,000. But Jesus does care for even these things at the next meal. If we know people who are struggling for their next meal, Jesus does care. Jesus sees the small things and he does care and he has compassion. All these Bible verses are from the ESV, English Standard Version, if you want to know which version Bible I've been using. Throughout the ministry of Jesus on earth, he showed the love for others by blessing, serving, healing, feeding, and caring for people. And when he had been living a life like this after he was baptized, obviously, he only lived for 3 years serving, from the age 30 to 33 when he was crucified on the cross. And 3 years goes very quickly when you hit 30. Isn't that right, Sunira? I remember myself when up to about age 20, it goes really slowly. That age where you get your license and you think, like, when am I going to get that freedom? And then once you get there, it's like life speeds up and you're like, I just turned 20 and all of a sudden you're 30, all of a sudden you're 40, not quite 50, but it's just around the corner. But yeah, life speeds up. And I was just thinking about it yesterday when Jesus turned 30 and he was baptized and he had 3 years of ministry, how quick that time would have gone. But the amount he was able to do and give us an examples of how he served is incredible. But if we go to Matthew, I'm not sure if I've got this. John chapter 15. Do I have that slide? There we go. John chapter 15, this is what Jesus was teaching his disciples. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than someone lay down his life for his friends. And he did that for his friends. He did that for us as well. He laid down his life that we would have eternal life. But this is a command that we would love one another as he loved us. Do we understand the love that he had? He had an incredible amount of love for people. He had incredible amount of compassion for people. He saw a need and he was able to fulfill the needs. We as people can't fulfill the needs of people the way Jesus was able to. But just to be there for someone, just to be that support, just to hear them unload their burden. It's not always easy just for the pastors or the elders to take on board everybody. That's why as part of a church, to be ready to serve, and I believe this commandment wasn't just for church leaders, but for everybody, that you love one another as I have loved you. And it's so much easier to love others and know what that love is about if you have received the love of Jesus. Like, have you received the love that you need from Jesus? Because that is the love that he gives us that we can pass on. We can't do it in our own strength. We're going to be burnt out, and we know what Jesus said. Come to him. His yoke is easy. He's the one who gives us the love. Love. And I think it was in John 15, this goes on to say that he's the true vine, and if we're connected to him, he gives us everything we need. So the challenge, I wanted to challenge us this morning, and that's the next slide. So this is from Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 onwards. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to the disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into this harvest." And this verse 36, he saw crowds and he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless. When I was reading that, I was thinking, that's the world today. We're going outside, we're in our workplaces, in our places of study, even shopping centres. We're seeing people are being harassed, maybe not by other people, but evil spirits, demons. They just don't know what's going to help. They're helpless. They don't know where to turn to. But we have an answer. We know who can help. We know who can set free. And Jesus says here that they were like sheep without a shepherd. And as Christians, we have that ability to teach them to go in the right direction, to find the true shepherd. Jesus is our shepherd. And he said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So let's pray. So this is another prayer point, and one of those challenges is to pray that God would send these people out there onto the streets of Civic and where else we might need to go. But there are people who are hurting, who don't know where to turn to. But we have answers, and God's given us a responsibility. Look, the command was to love one another as he has loved us. And then to go out there, to send laborers out into the harvest. Are we ready to take on this sort of challenge? And I believe that certain people here are probably needing the compassion of Christ, Jesus today, needing that love of Jesus, and that's good too. We all go through different stages, and as a church we are going through different stages and encouraging one another. But also there are people here, I think God has had a calling on your life for even a longer time, and that I would challenge you to step out of those comfort zones, to be the one who's going out there helping people. And it doesn't have to be drastic going out and preaching and doing, it's just reaching out to your neighbour, reaching out to that person who you know is struggling or going through difficult times. But I want to challenge you all as well that we would pray about this, what God is leading us, and giving God would give us a sort of heart of compassion that Jesus had when he was here on earth. And I think this is something that we as believers have the It's not the right, it's the honour of being. The honour of being God's love here on earth. I think I'm going to stop there because you've still got some things to go through and we're already at that time point. But let's pray, and I'm sure we're going to have an opportunity. If you feel like you want to unburden or you want to pray together, there's elders here, there's women in ministry leaders here if you want to share with ladies. But yeah, let's be open to prayer and allowing the Holy Spirit to sort of encourage us and lead us as we go into the end of the service. But thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love and your compassion, that you care for every single one of us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can receive your love today. Lord, you know the difficult things, the things that every single person is going through in our lives. Family matters, financial matters, stress of life, the workforce, whatever it might be, Lord. But we know that you care and you're there to hear us out. Lord, help us to just unburden ourselves and to share those things with you, Lord. And just to find those shoulders to lean on when we need to lean on people, Lord. But also help us, Lord, those who are stronger and gone through these sort of things in life, that we would be bold in sharing our testimony with others that Jesus helped us through and he will help you through. Allow us to be praying for these people to go into the harvest, to be workers, Lord, to take your love and your gospel evangelistic message to those who need it the most. Thank you, Lord, for the church that you've given us, Lord, to the family here that we have, to share with one another and to grow together, Lord Jesus. We thank you for everything that you've done and continue to do in our hearts, but also in this church, as you are the head of the church, and we look to you in everything that we do. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're here with us this morning and speaking to our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And we receive that, we want to hear it, and open our ears and our hearts to receive what you wanted to speak to us this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.